Well, this one is for Ripley's Believe It or Not. I got this passed to me by my staff as I was coming out of the studio at that news bulletin just gone. And I can't quite believe it. It relates to Clive Palmer's media advisor, a man named Andrew Crook. And I'll read it as it's presented on the ABC website. Clive Palmer's media advisor and confidant, Andrew Crook, has been detained by Queensland Police as part of an investigation into the alleged kidnapping of a National Australia Bank executive on an Indonesian island. Police have also issued a warrant for the arrest of a multi-millionaire property developer and former Sydney Swans AFL player named Tony Smith, who now lives in Bali. The ABC understands the house of another man has been raided this morning. Mr. Andrew Crook was detained during a raid at his home this morning. He was taken to the Brisbane CBD office where police carried out further searches. Officers also raided another Brisbane premises and seized documents. The ABC understands Queensland Police will allege Mr. Crook and this other bloke, Tony Smith, were involved in a January 2013 attempt to coerce a witness in a $70 million civil case involving Mr. Smith to recant his evidence, using subterfuge and threats of violence. They have been investigating claims Mr. Crook and Mr. Smith lured the witness, an employee of the National Australia Bank, to Singapore and onto an island in Indonesia using the pretense of a possible job offer from Clive Palmer. Mr. Palmer is not thought to have had any involvement in or knowledge of the plot. It will be alleged that once on this island, Batam Island, the witness was strip-searched, threatened and forced to make a statement recanting his evidence. Section 12 of the Queensland Criminal Code allows for prosecutions for offences overseas where they would have been considered crimes in Australia. Brisbane-based Andrew Crook has been Mr. Palmer's media advisor and spokesman since the tycoon entered politics. Since becoming a federal MP, Mr. Palmer has retained the services of Mr. Crook and his PR firm, Crook Media. It's an unfortunate name given the circumstances he finds himself in at the moment, Crook Media, to handle his political media relations. Mr. Smith apparently made his fortune in the tourism industry after his AFL career. Since 2009, he's been embroiled in the legal action against the NAB, claiming the bank caused him to lose $70 million at the height of the global financial crisis. He began building the biggest mansion on the Gold Coast, on Hedges Avenue at Mermaid Beach, but was later forced to sell it unfinished at a loss. Mr. Smith then shifted his business to Bali, where he has developed luxury holiday accommodation. He's also had interest in New Zealand and reinvested in the Gold Coast real estate in the past couple of years. It's understood detectives from the Queensland Police Anti-Bike Task Force Maxima stumbled on evidence of the alleged January 2013 plot earlier in the year. Like I said, it's one of Ripley's Believe It or Not stories. Clive Palmer's media advisor and confidant Andrew Crook, detained by Queensland Police as part of an investigation into the alleged kidnapping of an NAB executive onto an Indonesian island. And he was coerced into coming to the island on the pretense of a possible job offer from Clive Palmer that Mr. Palmer knew nothing about. Well, that'll just about do me. If it was April 1, you'd think it was some sort of joke, but unfortunately it's not. It's true. This story that I brought you at the top of the hour, Clive Palmer's media advisor and confidant Andrew Crook has been detained by Queensland Police as part of an investigation into the alleged kidnapping of a National Australia Bank executive on an Indonesian island, is obviously a story of some significance, particularly as it's alleged that they got this executive to come from Singapore to Batam Island in Indonesia using the pretense of a possible job offer from Clive Palmer, when Mr. Palmer knew nothing about it. But what you're about to hear is an interview conducted by our senior federal parliamentary reporter, Caelan Worthington, with Clive Palmer a short time ago. And if you think that story about Mr. Crook is surprising, well, you hear what Clive Palmer's got to say.
First of all, what's your response to these reports that Andrew Crook has been detained in Brisbane over alleged involvement in the abduction of an NAB employee?
Well, I think they're a little bit bizarre. For me, Andrew Crook's lived in Brisbane for 50 years. His children go to school here. I don't think he is of bad character. And I find it quite extraordinary. I guess my biggest concern was that Crook Media has been responsible for all of our media and our election plans leading up to the state election, which is happening in 2 months. And I guess from my point of view, I'd be concerned any warrant that the police issued and search warrant where they can get access and to take away all of these computers, and that would contain all of our election plans for the coming state election.
So on that front, are you concerned that there'll be information in there that you don't want them to have, or just concerned that that will impact your campaign?
Well, we're concerned it would impact our campaign, and we're also concerned, I guess, that seems very strange. The Newman government has started at least three or four different things against our associates and or myself, or our companies in the last month leading up to the state election as an effort, I think, to damage us because they fear their own re-election.
So, sorry, are you suggesting that these raids are an attempt to damage your election campaign?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen the details. I have no knowledge of the matter. As far as the detail goes of it, they may be illegitimate, they may not be. Who knows? I don't want to prejudge that. That's a matter for the courts to decide. But I'm concerned that all of our political information, as anyone would know, Crook Media has been the coordinator of all of our campaigns across Australia. And from that area, I would be naturally concerned about it.
Now, there are also reports that he lured this man overseas with a promise of a job working for you. Are you concerned that your name has been brought up in this?
It's the first I've heard of it. I know nothing about it.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, the reports do suggest that you don't know anything about it, but they also suggest that your name may have been used in this fashion to lure someone over there. Does that worry you?
Well, first of all, it worries me that people are putting out reports about a matter which is under police investigation. And this could have been done, of course, as a normal thing that ASIO does all the time, distributes information in advance to influence the press on how they report things. That's a standard intelligence tactic or a police tactic. What's your source of information?
Well, the ABC is reporting that he was lured overseas with a promise of a job working for you.
Well, I know nothing about it. And what you should do is contact the ABC and ask them why do they say that.
Okay, and just on Mr. Crook, do you stand by him and do you intend to continue to employ him regardless of the outcomes of what's happening today?
Well, I know nothing about today. I'll have to wait and see.
Great. Thanks very much for your time, Mr.
Thank
Palmer.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Clive Palmer talking to Caelan Worthington, our senior federal parliamentary reporter. A couple of things to come out of it. He did back away at a million miles an hour, and it was a great interview by Caelan Worthington, I might mention. He did strongly suggest that this was politically motivated. The Newman government have done this, they've done that. I mean, this is a police investigation by Queensland Police, and there's a separation of powers in Queensland, of course, Clive, that is evident right across the country. What you're accusing and then backing away from is that the police minister or the premier has instructed Queensland Police to pursue this man for political mileage for them at your expense. And then I noticed when Caelan put it on you, I don't know about that. Well, you know, we'd have to wait and see what happens and all the rest of it. It's a quite remarkable story. A quite remarkable story. And given that the detectives from Queensland sort of happened upon this when they were doing their anti-bikie task force Maxima and then stumbled on the evidence of the alleged January 2013 plot earlier this year. And I guess they have then spoken to the NAB executive about all of this. Maybe he was, you know, sworn to silence. I'm not quite sure, but I know one thing. I can't wait to get to work tomorrow and read all about it and hear about it tonight because no doubt if he's charged, Andrew Crook, and appears in court, the statements from him and from police will make compelling reading and listening.